It's not valuable enough to him to put such a bother in it. If so, the same svara
should apply to a chatikav. It's also not chashiv. It doesn't mean that much to him. So even though there's less tirch here, but so what? It doesn't mean that much to him. For sure, it would also be mafkrit. That's a suffix.
Another shaila is, what's going to be kabayim? You found two kavs of Torah spread out. Bishmein amas, spread out in eight amas. Ma, what's the locha? Kav v'yarb amas, what's the reason why we say if one kav is spread out in four amas, the other was miyayish? Time of my mishum denofish techayu. Because there's a lot of bother involved collecting it from a spread of four amas. If so, the kol shechein kabayim bishmein amas. For sure that it's a din in the tirch and the bother, now that it's spread out in eight amas, it's a bigger bother, so for sure the Yoni gives up hope and says it's not worth it for me to come back. That kibun the nefisha techeh, since there's a lot of bother involved, tfei even more, mafkalu. For sure the Yoni is mafkal, nes hefka, like he's miyayish from it. Or dilma, maybe no. Maybe the reason why, or dilma mishum lechashivi. Do you know why just one kav in four amas he's miyayish, he's mafkarit? Because it's not that valuable for him. Not worth it for just to collect one kav to go through four amas. But over here, that's kabayim b'shmoyin amas. But here, since he's going to collect two kavs, even though there's more bother, but kivud hachashivi, since it's worth more, it's more dear to him, two kavs is worth much more, maybe lemafkalhu. Maybe then the owner would not be mafkrit. So we have a suffix, is he mafkrit or not? Now, another shell is what's going to be kav shumshimin b'yarb amas. Let's say you find a kav of sesame seeds in four amis. Ma, what's the loch? Is the owner mafkrit or not? Kav v'yarb amis, a regular kav of teiris spread out in four amis. You know why he's mafkrit? Time am I. What's the reason why the owner is miyayish? Mishum d'lechashivi. It doesn't mean that much to him. Therefore, he's miyayish. But the shumshim in sesame seeds, kivin d'chashivi, since it's much more valuable, it means a lot to him. Maybe le'maskalu. Maybe here the owner will not be mafkrit, even though it's spread out in four amis. Because it's more chashiv, it's more valuable to you. You're not going to give it up so fast. Or Dilma, no, maybe the main reason why he's miyayish is mafka by one kav in dalar amis mishum d'nefisha techayu. The main thing is there's a lot of tirch involved. There's too much bother to have to go collect it. It is so the kol shechein shumshimin. For sure, shumshimin, sesame seeds, that's much smaller and much harder to collect. Kivun d'nefisha techayu, tvei, since there'll even be a bigger bother to collect the kav spread out on dalar amis. Because they're very small, like Rashi says, shumshimin, dakin miyoy, they're very thin. The yesh torech v'kibutzin is very hard to collect them. Yoyse mechita, more than wheat. Avol demeyim yikorin, but it's valuable, it's more valuable. That's the suffix. The go boss the value, the owner is not mafker, but if you go after the tirch of the bother, there's more bother, for sure mafkul, the owner would be mafkrit. Now what's going to be kav tamri b'yarbamis? You found the kav of dates spread out in arbamis. Here it's much easier to collect it. Does that thicker? So, kav remainim, or else you found the kav of pomegranates, b'yarbamas. Now, what will be the locha? Kav b'yarbamas, you only find the kav of wheat spread out in four amas. Time am I? You know why over there we say the owner is mafkrit, he's miyayish, mishum d'lechashivi. It's not worth that much to him. Therefore, kav tamarim b'yarbamas, kav remainim b'yarbamas, nami, kivin d'lechashivi mafkulu. It's also not worth that much. Pomegranates are not worth more than wheat. So if you say this svara by wheat, the yon is mafkarit, it's too much bother to collect it, it's not chashev enough for that much bother. The same thing would apply by kav tamarim and kav remainim. Also the yon would be mafkarit. Or dilma, maybe no. The main reason why he's mafkarit by chitim is, or dilma mishum de nefisha techayim, because there's a big bother involved to go to collect the wheat. But the kav tamri, but if you have a kav of dates, the arbamis that's spread out in dalaramis, or else the kav remainim, you have a kav of pomegranates spread out in arbamis. Kivon the loinofish techayim, there's not such a big bother involved. Maybe le mafkul, maybe the owner's not miyayish. They're not mafkrit, therefore you have to return it. What's the locha teiku? Why by a suffix, if you have to return these things or not? Yeah, the Rosh says on these teikus, the kivon loyifshe to sveiku, since the Gemara doesn't say clearly what the locha is, the Rosh shows sveiku the yirais lechumra. These are all called the suffix in the Raisa, and therefore Chayiv Lahachris. You have to return it. So it's a Chiddush in the Rosh. Other Rishonim, I think, say no. Lechura, it's a suffix mum this year. Lechura, it's a suffix if it's mumin. It's a suffix that still belongs to the owner or not. So suffix mumin, sometimes she go lekula. The Rosh Mashmals, no. There's a suffix if you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda or not. And that's a mitzvah in the Raisa. And the Tzatis say you have to return it, there'll be a mitzvah in the Raisa.
So therefore, the Rosh Chodesh is called a Safek Yiraisiyah, and in a Safek you have to return it. You have to do the mitzvah of Hashabbos Aveda. Now the Gemara says, the famous Gemara, Itmar, we learned like this, Yiyush Shaloi Midat. If the owner is Meyayish from something, without his das, and not that he was, in a case where the owner, if he would have known that he lost it, for sure he would have been Meyayish. But so far the owner does not realize that he lost it. That's called Yiyush Shaloi Midat. Right now the owner does not realize that he lost it. So he doesn't have das to be Meyayish. But if he would have known that he lost it, for sure he would have been Meyayish. Is that called the Yiyush or not? Rashi says, Yiyush Shaloi Midat. Dova Shestama Yiyush. When the owner realizes that he dropped some teres, he has no simonim on them, so for sure he would be miyayish. Okay, shematzu, but when somebody found these teres, the owner did not realize that he lost it yet. So therefore, the owner was not miyayish. So you pick it up really before the owner was miyayish. So do we say, since when he finds out about that it's lost, for sure he will be miyayish? It's considered like he was miyayish right now, and therefore you have a right to keep it. Or maybe no, maybe it's not called Yish yet, and therefore when you pick it up, it still belongs to the owner. So you have a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda, so even if it's Miyayish later, so what? When you first picked it up, you had the mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda, you still have to return it. That's what says the Machlekes Abayev Rova. Abayev says, Lo Hevi Yish. No, it's not Yish. Since he was not Miyayish yet, the fact that he will be means nothing. Right now, there's no Yish. Therefore, if you pick it up now, you have a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda. For Rova, Rova says, no, Hevi Yish. It's called like the owner was miyayish already. Therefore, you would not have to return it. So, Mara says like this. Bidovish yesh by simin, something that was lost, that you found it, and it has a simin on it. So, in such a case, kuli alma, everybody, loy pligas no machlekes, to loy have a yish. That for sure there's no yish. Like if you pick it up before the owner was miyayish, we do not, even if he's miyayish later, it means nothing. V'yafagav v'shamina de miyayish lebesayf. Even though at the end, later on, we hear that the owner is miyayish. That means nothing though. Loi have a yish. It's not considered yish at the time when you picked it up. Because when you first picked up this wallet that has a simon in it, it's a tzvara when you first picked it up, the owner was not miyayish yet. And therefore there's a simon on it, so you have a mitzvah sashabas aveda. Because right now when you pick it up, you have a right to say that most probably, even when the owner finds out about it, he won't be miyayish. You know why? Because Meimar Amar, the owner will say to himself, listen, Simno Isli Begavei. I have a simon, it's my wallet, I have my name written inside it, I have a lot of simonim, I can tell you a lot of things about my wallet. So Meiler, I'm not miyayish, I don't give up hope of getting it back. Because Yehivna Simno Vishakilnalei. Because I'll give my simon later when the person announces that I found the wallet, I'll be able to go to him and tell him, listen, I have this and this simon, I'm about to give it back to me. So therefore, when the owner first lost it, for sure there's a svari he was not miyayish. And when you picked it up, there's also a svari he was not miyayish yet. So as long as you pick it up, it still belongs to the owner, it's chal upon you, achi of Hashabbos Aveda. Even though later on, true, when you announce it, later on we find out the owner was miyayish. So what? That yish means nothing. Since when you first picked it up, at that time you had a chiv to return it, it's called like your Hashavas Aveda. You're like a shreimer, you're holding it for him, and as far as if somebody's holding something for you, you can't be miyayish. Yish is only when it's not in your rishus. But if it's in your rishus, you're not going to be miyayish, so therefore the yish doesn't help. This everybody agrees to. The Rashi says, Yisuros liyodei, the davish ain't osu liyayishu. There's something that the owner is not supposed to be miyayish. So therefore, when you first picked it up, for sure there was a chi of Hashava, that chi of Hashava still remains. That's not a machlekes. The Gemara says, another case also with no machlekes is the zuta shoyam. Let's say the ocean over by the banks, it overflowed, and the ocean took the waves, took stuff back into the ocean. That's called zuta shoyam. Rashi says, zuta shoyam is mekaymos b'svas hayam, by the bank of the ocean. Sometimes it goes all the way over. And sometimes it takes away stuff. So when the ocean takes away, that's for sure is called Yish. Or else, v'shalisai shal nohor. Also, when the river overflows, Rashi says, shugodol v'yotze chusik gedoysov, v'shalu shlav v'shertif haninsa. It takes away things, it's all on the bank, on the side of the river. So in these cases, afagav yispei simen, even though what was taken away has a simen on it, still rachamon asharya. The Torah says it's mutter. Whoever comes and finds it is allowed to keep it. Rashi says, v'afilu bos liyad hamoytzi lufnei Yish. Even if you found it now, before the owner found out that the river took it away, still it's an automatic yish. Kedivina l'meimela, come on. Like we'll see later on with Dashim Sukkim later. Like the Gemara says later, we'll soon see, and not Chav Beis and Mebeis, the Rashi brings down, l'kam v'shmaiti minayin l'aveda, sheshot fanor. How do we know, tak, an aveda, that the river drew away, or that the ocean drew away? That for sure has it in yish. Even though the owner doesn't realize it, that's not telling this machlek is yish l'medat. That's called avudim imenu l'mikol adam, that's a nuptur. That we'll see later on. So these two cases, there's no machlekes. Where is the machlekes? Ki pligi. Where is the machlekes abayi v'rova? B'dova shein by simin. If the owner loses something that doesn't have a simin, he loses some peris, he loses some money, he has no simin on the money. So, abayi Ram Rabbi says, lo have a yish. If you pick up this money before the owner realized that he lost it, so there's no yish yet, therefore he has to return it. Listen, the owner did not realize that he lost his money yet. So he wasn't miyayish yet. So when you pick it up, it still belongs to the owner, therefore you have a chiv to return it to him. Rav Amar, Rav says, have a yish, no, it's considered yish. Because when the owner will realize that he lost the money, he lost his peris, miyayish, for sure he'll be miyayish, he'll give up hope of returning it. Rashi said before, yish means the person says, like, I lost something. I don't plan to get it back. So when the owner realizes that he lost these things without a simin, for sure it will be miyayish. Like Meimer Omar, the owner will say to himself, listen, simna lesli begavei. I have no simonim in these objects. And the money that I lost, $10, I have no simon on it. Therefore, since the owner, like later on, for sure will be miyayish, so Rav holds the svar is, mehashto hevi yish. From now also, that's considered yish. So heavy yish, Rashi's gear is our gear is mehashto hu di miyayish. Our gear is like right now he is miyayish. Mehashto hu di miyayish. Even though really right now the owner is not miyayish, he doesn't know about it. So Rashi's gear is mehashto heavy yish. That makes more sense because even though the owner was not miyayish yet, he doesn't know about it yet. But it has alocha mehashto heavy yish. From right now we consider as if yish is chal. Why? Sherei nofel. Lemaisa the owner lost it already. Okay, Sheyoda, when he'll find out about it, Shuv ain't died till off, for sure he won't want it back anymore. So therefore, it has a locha considered as if he's miyayish right now. But the same thing that when he will find out for sure he'll be miyayish, is that considered yish right now? So Rabbi says, yes, yish lamidas, heavy yish. That's the machlekes. By a dove ashamed by simon, that for sure later he will be miyayish, is that called yish now or not? Now the Gemara says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. That it says in the Mishnah, Teiris Mufuzorim. If somebody finds spread out Teiris, you're allowed to keep it. The question is why? Why don't we have to be afraid maybe the owner did not realize that he lost it yet? And so you picked it up before Yish, so according to Abayi, it should be Akasha. According to Abayi, you picked it up before Yish, and Yish, Lemadas Lehevi Yish, how can you keep it? So my answer is Omar Avukva, Bar Chomo, Hocho. You know what our Mishnah is talking about? The Machnashta Devedori Askina, like we learned before. We're talking about now by the threshing hole that the owner left his wheat there. The Aveda Midasi. And we're talking about, like I said before, the owner knows that he left it there. But we're saying since it's spread out a kav in Dalar Amis, there's too much of a bother to come back. He doesn't plan to come back. So Mishnah's talking about that the owner for sure was Miyayish. That's why you're allowed to keep it. So therefore it's not a kasha and a baya. But if we would not know for sure the owner was Miyayish, maybe you can't keep it. Toshma, come and bring another proof. The next case in the Mishnah is, it says, Moyes Mufuzot, you find money spread out. Harel Shalom, you're allowed to keep it. Again, am I? Why? Hola Yodad enough, Yimene. The owner doesn't realize that he lost the money. So, of course, it's Kaidim Yish. How can you keep it? Samara says, no. Hosam Nami, by money also, we say the Svarak Lasun Seeker Reb Yitzchok. The Yomer, Reb Yitzchok always says, Odom Osui, Lamashmesh Bekisa Bechol Shor. A person always plays around with his wallet. He's always busy counting his money. The kids say, if you find money in the streets, for sure you have a right to say the owner realizes it already. Every few seconds he's playing around with his pocket, see how much money is still there. So therefore, the owner would realize it's missing right away. And we say, since he has no simon, therefore for sure he's miyayish. So Ochinam here also, Adam Moslem Amash Peshmekisa Bechol Shor V'Shor. We'll soon say, Bishop said on something else. But the same story would apply to our Mishnah, that if you find money spread out, for sure the owner knows about it, realizes it already, and therefore there's yish. That's why he can keep it. Toshmach, we'll bring another proof. It says, Igula develu, you found a round cake of figs squashed together. Or else for kikra, shanachim, you found a baker's bread. Harel shlo, you're allowed to keep it. because there's no simin. But amai, why? For lo yoda the nafimene, the owner maybe doesn't realize that he lost it yet. So he wasn't miyayish yet. So Gemara says, hosam nami here also. Agav the akiri. Rashi says, covered matzah, since it weighs a lot, made the adiabu. The person realized, as soon as he lost it, he'll realize it. That's our girsa. The guru on the side brings down that the Rosh's girsa was the chashivi, since they're very valuable. Kiva and the midi, the mechoninu, something eat from it, therefore you realize it right away. The kids said these things also, the owner would realize he lost it right away, and since he has no simon, it'll be miyayish, therefore it's not a kasha nabaya. These things are called yish midas. Toshma, I'm going to bring another proof. It says in the Mishnah, l'shenesh l'gomen, you find combed out purple wool. You're allowed to keep it. Harel shaloi, yeah, ma, yolo, yodid, enough of me, the owner maybe doesn't realize he lost it yet. No, hasanam, yagat the chshiva, since it's worth a lot, mishmusha, mishan, mamashmas, for who? The person always feels it to see if he still has it or not. Like Rav Yitzchak said, by money. So like anything valuable, a person always feeling it to make sure he still has it. So Mele, as soon as right after he lost it, he'll realize that he lost it. Therefore, he'll be miyayish right away before you find it. Toshima, come in here. Said Alocha, Moitzi, Moitzi, Bati Knesset, the Bati Medrashois, you find money in Shul on a base of Medrash, Uvachom Mokim, Shrav Mitzvim, from any public place, Harel Shalai, you have a right to keep it. Why? Again, there's no simin, so therefore the owner is miyayish. Fred Gemara, but so what? Why don't we have to be afraid? Maybe you picked it up before he realized that he lost it. Sure, once he realizes that he lost it, it'll be miyayish. But maybe he didn't realize it yet. Here's what Rabbi Yitzchak said is din. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Adam Osu Lamashmeish Bekisai Becholsho. A person is always busy touching and feeling his pocket, his money. So therefore, for sure, he'll realize it right away before you find it, that he lost it, and therefore be miyayish right away. Toshima, says the Mishnah Peyo, Meyei Mosai. Yemiyei Mosai Kolodim Atorim Beleket, when is everybody allowed to take leket? Like when are the Aniyah miyayish ready, that even if you're not a Noni, you can come and take leket? Mishayel Chaboy Henamushis. When a lot of Aniyim, we'll see, the last Aniyim went by, and after they give up, then whoever wants to come and take it. We Amrina, we say, my nemushes. What does it mean, nemushes? The Yom Rabbi Yechonen, Sabi the Yazli Atigri. It means when older Aniyim go, they have to walk on a stick. They need a cane to walk. So Pshat is when they walk through the field, they go so slow, so for sure they'll pick up all the leket. And no other Aniyim will want to go after that. Like all the other Aniyim will be Miyayish. So when this Ani, an older man, goes by, when he goes through, if anything is still left over, we say all the Aniyim were Miyayish already. Therefore now, even in Osher, anybody else will come and take it. It means after two aniyim, one set of aniyim went by through the field to look for the leket, and then a second set went by. After a second set, lakuti bas lakute, then for sure we say, like everybody else was miyayish already, and therefore whoever wants to come and take it right now. The question is, what kind of yish is this? Nehi, the aniyim, the hochim miyayish, true. The aniyim of this city right here are miyayish. As they feel, listen, this older man went by already, or a few aniyim went by already, for sure there's nothing left for us. So they'll be miyayish, therefore the leket becomes mutter for anybody. But the question is, but ikra aniyim b'duch tachrito, but there are aniyim in other places. They're loy miyayish, they don't even know about it yet. So they're not miyayish. So, why can somebody take this leket? We have to be afraid leket belongs to the aniyim. So until all the aniyim in the world are miyayish, you shouldn't be able to take it. So according to Rav, it's good. Whenever those aniyim would find out about it, for sure they'll be miyayish. So yish loy medas heavy yish, but according to Abaya, the other aniyim of the world that do not know about it yet, they're not miyayish. So how can you keep it? We have to be afraid those aniyim didn't hear about it yet, so they're not miyayish yet. So it still belongs to them. So Nashir or Godol has no right to take it. All right, turn over. So this the Gemara answers no. Amri, I'll tell you, kivon dik aniyim hocho. Since there are aniyim in this city, let's say in LA, there are aniyim right here, and so. Hanech, the rest of the aniyim of the rest of the world, meikori yushu miyayish. They for sure miyayish all the way back before already. The Yamri, listen, other people say like this: aniyim dehostim alaktelay. Like, what do I have to do? And Noni here doesn't think about the leket in San Francisco. Like, he knows he's not there. I don't think about what's going to be doing someplace else. So therefore, even before they start taking leket, all the other aniyim from other towns for sure are miyayish, give up hope from any leket. Only the aniyim of this town care about the leket here. Then the svar is, once a few aniyim went by already, all the aniyim here are also miyayish. Agav, the famous Kivegas Kashir, he has the kasha, but aniyim kitanim also have a shir and leket. And a katan can't be miyayish, he learns. So his yish remains like yish loy medas. So it should be kasha according to Rava.
the aniyim, katanim, small katanim, they also have a shear in the lekid. How could they yish help? Like here it says, mashma, when all the aniyim are miyayish, then even an osher has a right to come and take it. But why? The katanim can't be miyayish, how could he come and take it? Makoba, the more answer is not a kashan rova, because here we're talking about that all the other aniyim were miyayish before. Toshma, come and bring another proof. Says Allah, kitsiyos bederech. Kitsiyos, those are dried out figs. Dried out figs. And you find them on the derech, on the road. Even if you find them next to a field, that you see a lot of figs cut out there and drying out. V'chein ten, the same thing you find a fig tree. Ha'noitu l'derech, that's facing towards the road. U'motza ten v'techte, and you find figs underneath it, fresh figs. Is moteris mishum gezel, whoever's walking by this road, has a right to pick up these dried out figs or the regular figs. U'pturus minamaisa, it's called like hesker, therefore it's put them in a maisa. That's by figs. What about the zeisim of the cheruvim, by olives and by boxer? Also, then you're not allowed to take it. So now, bishleim ereisha la baya lakash, bishleim ereisha is not a kash according to baya, but the Gorda Havaminer is the owner does not realize that these figs fell off. So how does the Mishnah say here, that mutarash you're allowed to take it, lachurit yishleim edas, the owner doesn't realize that it fell off yet. According to Rav, it's very good. Even though the owner didn't realize it fell off yet, but when he finds out for sure, it'll be miyash with yish right now. But according to baya, before the owner realizes, why can you keep it? So much that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, agav dechashivi, since figs means a lot, the mashmas behu, or ktsias at least, dried out ones, one you cut out to dry out means a lot, so you always check them out. Therefore, you realize which one fell on the field, and for sure you miyayish. Tein onami, the same thing, a fig tree, made you dear denasra, a person knows that the fig trees, like figs fall off, fall on the floor. Therefore, it's oimit to fall off, so for sure the owner's miyayish, whatever falls off. Therefore, blive the yish right now, it's good according to Baya. El is safer, but the safer is the rova kasha, the kasha and rova. Tiktoni, the safer says, the zeisim of a cherubim, if you find olives or box on the floor, also you're not allowed to keep it. So the question to have is why not? Like for sure they're going to be ruined. So for sure when the owner will find out that it's on the floor, he'll be miyayish. And still we say right now before he finds out about it, it's also for you to take. So the chori you see yish lemadas, loy have a yish. So Mar says, no, Omer Rabbi Avua, shani zeis zayis, an olive tree is different. Hoyu vechazusa mechichalov. I tell you that the olive, you could tell from which tree it came from. That's like a simmon. Rashi says, Marisa Nika, Shomiyu. A person just looking at the olive could tell from which tree it came from. Therefore, the owner would not be miyayish. Like he says, listen, everybody's going to realize